Yeah, that's correct, Donna Marie. Now, to be fair to the HSE, they've said since they began the engagement process with us as public representatives that it was quite possible there would be a slippage of a number of weeks, that contractors might look for additional time to submit tenders and that they would need to be given that time. But we were always kind of led to believe it would be no more than maybe a week or two. So to the best of my knowledge, tenders were to be received back by the middle of August. And yesterday I received confirmation following representations I made to them that they've recently extended that tender return date. But they haven't told us by how long. So we don't know by how many weeks it's been extended, and we don't know what the new date is for submissions to be received.
And I suppose just for clarity then, this wasn't information that was given to you as by way of an update in general. It was information that you had sought out yourself.
Yes, that's correct, Donna Marie. I made representations to them on Tuesday, I believe, of this week, and the response came in then yesterday. So that is also a valid point. They had promised during the engagement process where they had met with the public representatives and community representatives that they would continue to engage with us between meetings, that they would send out regular updates and provide us with real-time information. And unfortunately and very frustratingly, that hasn't happened. And in the absence of that real-time information, telling us by how many weeks the tender return date has been extended, what the new return date is, etc., people begin to get worried and they begin to ask questions like, you know, when will the work start, or will it ever start, or are they closing the facility? And all I'm asking the HSE to do is to provide us with information quicker, to provide us with more of it, and to give us solid facts, you know, that dates and timelines and the like, so that we can allay the fears of the local people.
Because it was initially set that construction would begin before this year ended, so that's a 3-month window now. And whenever we don't have a set timeline in place, it's very difficult to assure people that construction will begin on time.
It's very difficult. So assuming that the tenders will be received back, say, within the next number of weeks, it will then take possibly 2 or 3 weeks for the HSE to do their own administrative process and to actually select a contractor and to appoint that contractor. Following that appointment, there has to be a statutory 2-week standstill period. So we've known that all along. But as a result of all of those factors and all of those processes, it is going to be very, very difficult, I believe, to have a contractor on site by the end of this year. That's still my hope. It's still what I'll be pushing for. But being realistic about it, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to achieve that.